On this segment of Access, Indy, we're talking about a disease that impacts a lot of the men in our lives, prostate cancer, and treatment options for taking care of them. I'd like to introduce you to Dr. Jerome Ritchie. He's the Chief Medical Officer of Metamark Genetics. Welcome to the show.
Well, good morning, Kim. Thank you.
I really appreciate you spending some time with us because there are a lot of men, particularly in my life, and I know that this impacts a lot of our listeners, prostate cancer, whether they're suffering with it themselves or they're the women in our audience who are helping to take care of the men in their lives. Let's talk about some of the treatment options and when it's okay to kind of wait and see what's going on with the men in our lives.
Thank you. First of all, it's a very common disease. It's 1 in 7 men are diagnosed with prostate cancer throughout their lifetime, and about 27,000 men die each year from prostate cancer. So it's as common as breast cancer is in women, but it's different because not all men have aggressive disease that needs to be treated.
Okay, so why wouldn't you want to treat prostate cancer aggressively?
Well, some men have more slow-growing disease. Some men are older or have what's called comorbid disease. They've had a heart attack or a stroke. And in that situation, they may not need to be treated. So the difficulty for the urologist is trying to decide whether a man will have disease that is going to progress and clearly needs to be treated, or whether he can be followed with what we call active surveillance.
Okay. Now, let's talk about that active surveillance. Yeah. Just, you know, is that meaning just to stay on top of this and watch and wait and see what's going on, or is there more to it than that?
There's more to it. First of all, there is a very good blood test called PSA, or prostate-specific antigen. It's prostate-specific, not prostate cancer-specific, but it's the best test to help us identify and decide whether we can follow patients or not. Somebody who has an elevated PSA then would require a biopsy. Biopsies then tell us whether they have prostate cancer or not and gives us an idea of the aggressiveness of the tumor. But now there are a number of tools that we can use that will provide more information to doctors and their patients about how aggressive the prostate cancer really is. So if we think it's not very aggressive, they can go on what's called active surveillance, which involves periodic blood tests, periodic biopsies, to be certain we're not missing a more aggressive disease.
Okay. What are the side effects or the downsides of doing it that way?
Well, the downside of active surveillance may be waiting too late and missing an opportunity to cure a patient. So we don't want to over-treat a patient. You don't want to go through radiation or surgery if you don't need it. But on the other side of that coin, you don't want to miss treatment if it's going to impact on a patient's life. And this is where trying to decide what the best treatment is not easy, because each of these treatments have their own side effects, and therefore active surveillance has a lot of appeal in the right patient.
How do doctors make those decisions on how to manage the prostate cancer in their patients?
It's a very complex set of decisions. You look at the patient's age, their overall health, the PSA level, the number of cores that are involved with a positive biopsy, the Gleason grade, which can go from 5 to 10, higher numbers are more aggressive, and then discuss with the patient the options of either following it carefully, using radiation, or using surgery. Then the patients will go to the internet and look at other sites and come back. And this is a lengthy discussion because it's very important to decide the right treatment for the right patient.
Okay, you threw out a term there that's like more like industry jargon to me. So you said Gleason grade. What is that for those who are not initiated?
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. If a biopsy is done, you take some little pencil lead samples from the prostate and you send those to a pathologist, they look at it under the microscope. There's a way of looking at the way the glands are formed to put a grade number on it, and that grade number goes from 5 to 10. If it's a 5 or a 6 or even a 7, sometimes those can be less aggressive. If it's an 8, 9, or 10, all of those patients need to be treated. but about three quarters are going to have it in the intermediate grade, this grade 7 and or 6. And those patients, some of them have more aggressive disease that we've missed on the biopsy. That's why they need to be followed. And some of them really don't have very aggressive disease. And if we can decide that's the correct diagnosis, that it's not very aggressive, they can be followed and may never need any treatment.
Okay, doctor. A lot of my audience, they're urban. So we're talking about black men where we see that cancer pops up in African-American populations a lot more aggressively than in other populations. How does this all play out when you're dealing with someone who is African-American in their treatment options?
So race is very important because although the overall risk is 1 in 7 men, for African-American men it's 1 in 5, and we don't know why there are those differences, but it clearly is the case. And many African-American men will have more aggressive disease. So we have to be very careful about offering active surveillance versus treatment. Family history is also important. Somebody with a father or a brother with prostate cancer has a much higher risk of having prostate cancer. And it's important for men to be screened so they know their PSA, they've had a digital rectal examination, to be sure that they don't have prostate cancer, especially in the African-American population. Men should start being screened at age 40 if they're African-American.
And that's lower than or a younger age than general population, correct?
Correct. The average age that screening is recommended is age 50 to 54. And there is a great deal of debate about screening. The primary care physicians are being told not to get PSAs because there's overdiagnosis and overtreatment. I personally think that's a mistake. It's better to know your PSA and decide whether you need treatment rather than to ignore it entirely.
And for African-American men that get that screening earlier, they have more of a baseline to know when changes are happening if they start the process a little bit earlier, correct?
Absolutely. And if we pick up the prostate cancer earlier, then the cure rate is much higher. And that's what we want to do. We want to cure the men who need to be cured, and we want not to treat the men who don't need to be treated. And there are a number of tools that we can use after somebody's had a biopsy to decide whether they should be treated or not. One of these tools is called ProMark. It's a test that evaluates proteins in the biopsy.
Mm-hmm. And any other tools?
There are other tools. I mean, urologists will use a variety of measures to try to decide the risk for progression, but all of these tools help the patient to decide, but ultimately it's a decision between the patient and their urologist whether they should embark on active surveillance, radiation therapy, or surgery.
Well, before we get to all of these treatment options, et cetera, we have to get men to go to the doctor and be proactive about their health. What's your mission or your message, rather, there?
I would absolutely agree. Ignorance is not going to help. If you know your PSA and you diagnose this earlier, it's important. Men should be screened on an annual basis with a PSA and a digital rectal examination.
All right. Dr. Ritchie, where can people get more information if this is impacting them or just to be proactive so they've got this in their base of knowledge?
Thank you, Kim. There are various websites that are excellent. The American Cancer Society has a very good website, the American Urological Association. Metamark Genetics has an excellent patient information portion of their website. That's metamarkgenetics.com.
M-E-T-A-M-A-R-K.
That's correct.
All right. He is the Chief Medical Officer with Metamark Genetics. He's Dr. Jerome Ritchie joining us today talking about cancer, prostate cancer specifically, and the treatment options that are available, trying to keep you healthy here on the show. I'm Kim Wells, and this is Access Indy on 106.7 WTLC. Thank you so much, Dr. Ritchie.
Thank you, Kim.
Take care.
Bye-bye.